Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, Al. Can you,
I'm good.
Can you hear out of your headphones?
Good.
Check. What?
Whoa. Pop me down.
Wow. That's a first. I popped you down in the background.
We have friends here.
Are we on?
I think we're on.
Holy crap. I just sat down.
Welcome. Enter the chair.
Dude, can I just sit down for a minute? It's like when I go to work in the morning and they immediately, like, the grounds are there and they got questions. It's like, give me 15 minutes, let me get a cup of coffee, then we'll start.
Patrick, we gotta wait for 20 minutes before the show starts, right?
Sounds perfect.
Oh, wait, that thing's on.
Hey, y'all, bet you can only hear me. I think this is the weirdest version of the Archer Lawrence and Sports Radio podcast ever.
Thanks for tuning in to the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show. It's Wednesday night, May 22nd, 2013, 8:30 p.m. If you're listening live on Blog Talk Radio...
No problem!
Hey, that's a little loud.
That was perfect.
Quit using your fat fingers. You're going with the pen, right?
Dude, that's offensive.
No, last week, that's what you said. Right. For those of you listening live, jump in, contact us by calling 887-787-4827, 888-787-4827.
And that's, no offense to the gypsies, that's not a gypsy scam there. That's a real free hotline, toll free. You call now, you get on the air, and you can be a part of this magic.
The podcast version of this show becomes available tonight at 10 p.m. and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. If you don't have it yet, download the Stitcher app for free on your Android or iPhone. Just search for Larcher Lawrence. Also, search for us on the iTunes. The podcast becomes available every Wednesday, like I said, at 10. We are Larcher Lawrence on Twitter. Contact us tonight. A couple of the guys from Comedy Accident are with us tonight. Patrick's here.
Hell yeah.
You heard him talking. Blabbling. Eric's around, too. I think he took a nap.
I was blabbling?
No, not. You're talking. I said talking.
It barely should have worked. How do you say he's blathering?
Yeah. Blathering means going on and on. People get worried.
Right. Eric, Drew Freeze would be an example of blathering.
We got big news.
What, Erlach, Erlach?
No, I was talking about your microphone's on. You're here.
Oh.
That's the big news. You're here.
Yeah, I was wearing an Erlach jersey in the backyard for his retirement.
God bless you.
All right. Why don't we just hand it over to my partner, the one and only Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
Thank you, Clark. The cowboy prides himself on hard work and obsessive toil of his craft, the long hours of pure dedication into what he as a man believes to be his purpose. Solid in the face, he stands proud of his achievements and victory, and honest in defeat. A leader amongst men, the cowboy stands tall. With the dawns of yesteryear, he remembers the struggles of learning to ride for the first time, how to deal with the shafting and the bruising of the saddles. But with time passes, his shot becomes perfect, and soon he becomes a man no man should mess with, and one the ladies want to be with, and he had plenty of those too. But with age, those skills diminish until all you're left with is a leader, being carried by his men until his weight becomes a burden, and he knows as well as they do, it's time to take off those boots, hang them up, and ride back home to the West, where he belongs, a legendary warrior. And that man, of course, is Brian Urlacher. I'm Al Larcher. He is Clark Lawrence. We are Larcher and Lawrence. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I got nothing now.
No.
That's
the big news.
That was beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. But he's Patrick Small. He's Eric Syverson. Well, welcome to the show, fellas.
Too fine, America.
Thank you. Yeah, big news day. What a break. About 10 o'clock this morning here locally, somewhere around there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton signed with Lil Wayne's record label. Oh, is that not what your guys are
did
talking
she?
About? Yeah, she did. She's on Lil Wayne's record label now.
Wow. A former catch of Brian Urlacher.
Yeah, that's why I brought her. I thought it'd be in there.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Who are some of the other famous things?
She showed up wearing his jersey in a box, right? Wasn't she?
He put her jersey in a box once.
There you go. Yeah.
McCartney. I think he slept with the whole cast of Surreal Life.
What about that one broad with the three names? Did he? Was it Jennifer
Joyner Kirsten?
Jennifer Love Hewitt? Did he get her?
No.
Jackie Joyner Kirsten.
He He was with Jenny McCarthy just recently.
No, yeah, that Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy, three names.
Wow, what a lucky man.
No, that's all one name.
And then, of course, he banged the one broad who banged the guy who banged the dancer, the Michael Flannery, the dancing with the...
So are you saying through connection, Brian Urlacher slept with Michael Flannery?
They are Eskimo
Michael
brothers.
Flatley, Michael Flatley.
Urlacher and him are Eskimo
Wait,
brothers.
The Lord of the Dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. No wonder he had that like good
that leap.
Yeah, that leap. That makes sense.
That's where he got the leap from.
Wow.
He shared a box with Michael Flannery.
Flatley.
Oh, I thought he banged...
He has the Irish
SCTV
twins
TV guy's girl.
Away.
I thought he banged the SCTV guy's girl.
Which one's that?
John Flattery or whatever.
Oh, no, no, no.
Hey, jackass.
Hey, jackass.
Yeah.
From
what's his name?
From Happy Gilmore?
Flannery.
Hey, Flattery. Jackass.
Has there been anybody in Chicago sports who's gotten more famous tail than Brian Urlacher? I mean, we know Jordan. I mean, did plenty of good, but I don't know about...
Yeah, but I mean, I hear Kane does pretty well for himself out there.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely partying it up. He's having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
But famous people. Has he banged any famous chicks?
I don't know, like models Kaner? And stuff? I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure he has, but...
Sure.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Of course, playing with his media over there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just checking this thing out, seeing how it's working right now.
Patrick and I, we knew each other when Brian Urlacher, his whole career.
Yeah, that's
day
right.
Day one. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you and I are about his age. He's like just about our age.
Well,
thing.
That was the other thing. It was like, that was the first guy. I didn't get football until about 2000.
Well, he was our guy.
Yeah, I just sneezed and nailed the wine. I'm sorry about that.
And all over the surface.
Well, I mean,
come on.
You were almost done with the wine, let's be honest. Take a look at that glass. There's hardly anything in there.
You just shaved off $20. You just shaved 20 calories off my day. God bless you.
There you go.
But yeah, no, we.
I agree. I was there for Urlacher's whole career. I watched him from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, he was like our guy. We drafted him. He was a rookie when we were like growing into football.
Yeah.
You know, he was there for us.
When we were
time.
Finally professionals, he became a
professional. That's right. That's right. He was like our. We've always had him in the middle. It's going to be weird. It's like. I remember Singletary. I remember those beards.
I remember Singletary being good, but I don't remember Singletary.
Right.
Like,
you know, I remember his eyes.
We were too young to remember the whole thing of how good he was. With Urlacher, it was we were in our prime when he was in his prime.
Exactly. And from what I understand, Urlacher was leaps and bounds better than Singletary.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's what they're saying right now.
You know.
There's a lot of people saying the best linebacker in the history of the Chicago Bears. I've heard that today.
I've heard that today, too.
I don't know, man. Butkus is a hard guy to beat because he changed the position so much.
And he was a better actor.
Yeah.
He was, but
we don't know that yet because Urlacher's excited about what's going on. If you heard him today at all, he's done.
Yeah, he sounds done.
Yeah, he really does.
I heard a rumor he might be in Fast and the Furious 8.
Yeah. That would be about right. He's not ready for 7.
Yeah.
No. He needs to go take a class, maybe.
Yep.
Take
a class. They're going to write him in. He's going to come right at the end of 7, and he's going to steal some kind of cool car or something.
Hey, join in on the chat room if you're listening tonight. Just scroll down on the Blog Talk Radio page. We are there. For those of you on iTunes and Stitcher, we appreciate it. Thank you. It's 888-787-4827.
I think he'd be a great like secondary villain in the 24 when they bring 24 back.
Urlacher?
Like if they're only doing 12 episodes, 6 episodes in, like everyone thinks he's the leader, and then 6 episodes in they bust him, and it turns out he's working for the Chinese.
Well, there's that one picture that they put that mask on him from the Dark Knight movie. The Bane, was that the character's name? Yeah.
Oh yeah, he can play Bane.
So he looks like it. Yeah, big superhero.
You're so Bane.
Yep.
I bet you think this mask is for you. You're so Bane.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Hey, now.
Wow.
So, speaking of the Bears, I mean, somewhat related, how are we feeling?
Feeling great.
You know, how
about the Bears? I'm excited about this new coach.
Yeah. Did you hear he scalded some players this week?
With hot water?
There was some. There was a little grab ass going on.
No.
There was Yeah, a couple of the guys were doing a little patty caking.
There was some grab ass going on between takes, and Testerman went over there and he yelled at him and he gave him a speech on how we don't stick around and practice.
Right. Well, I mean, and they're testing that out. They're saying, hey, are you the type of coach who enjoys seeing some of this going on? Do you want to see this fighting? Chesson says, no, that's not my style. He's setting his foot down right now.
Yeah, look what happened to the Jets. They let everything go on, and now it's catastrophe out there.
Yeah.
Did he
grow a mustache yet?
Who's that, Chesson?
Yeah.
No, he'll never do a mustache.
No mustache?
I don't know. Probably not.
I don't know if a Chicago coach can win a championship without the mustache.
Okay.
I mean, look at Quinville did it, you know, for our Hawks.
Right.
We had Phil Jackson for our Bulls.
There was Mike Ditka.
We had Ditka for the Bears.
Did Ozzie Guillen on the south side have a mustache?
Yeah, he had a mustache.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts as a mustache.
It's a mustache.
It is. In his culture, that's a
mustache. That's a
mustache.
Okay, fine. It's a mustache then.
So if you count the mustache coach championships against the non-mustache coach championships. I mean, there's also Weinstein had a mustache, and he didn't really win us many games.
Great. Right. The Cubs coach has no hair on his whole head.
Yeah, well, that's why he coaches.
Hey, speaking of Weinstein, you know what he's doing now? I hear... Oh, go ahead.
He doing?
I hear he's the... I think he's the special teams coordinator for, Miami.
Wow.
Like, he's working with the punters and kickers.
Wow. Nice. Well, at least he's still in the game.
Hey.
Didn't he go down there for a minute as, their assistant head coach, and then he took over for Jimmy Johnson when Jimmy Johnson left the Dolphins?
I think he might have.
He was. And it's with the Dolphins, not with the university?
Well, kid stays in the picture.
Yeah,
good
there you
him,
go.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Wani, he's a guy we'd both want to have at a barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually met one, so he's nice.
Yeah.
Big hands.
Does he have big hands?
Yeah.
What did he play?
Did he play?
Yeah,
he has a football player look to him.
Yeah, he was a player.
He looks like a. Well,
I think he was a player. I'm almost positive.
We'll go to the old computer thingy.
El, you're saying that as you pull out an old, dusty book of statistics. Where'd you get that thing? The pages look like they're 40 years old.
My friend Mart had it.
Oh,
wow. Nice. I'm impressed.
What the fuck?
Keep up the good word. Yeah, you know, we don't attempt to swear during this show.
What was...
It happens sometimes. Last week it was a lot. Last week it was a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was told there'd be no
swearing.
Yeah, I was told there'd be no swearing.
Well, no, we don't attempt. Like, we're not here, trying to swear all the time. But if it happens,
that's his rule. I love swearing.
No, it's not my rule. It's our rule.
Who are we trying to... who's holding us back? Who's the...
Small market America.
No, but it's just a thought.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'd say small market America.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I
don't know.
The farming end of our demographic.
The best end of our demographic.
People from St. Olaf.
Right, St. Olaf.
Uh-huh. Hey, I have a trivia question that I am going to be busting out shortly. That's my teaser on my trivia question.
All right.
Baseball trivia will be the topic. I'll give you guys a shot, and we'll open it up to the callers first, and if no caller gets it, then we'll try with you guys for the answer. That'll be coming up here.
What is Wrigley Field? The second oldest park in the nation.
There you go.
Take my prize. No.
I don't know if it's the second oldest park in the nation. It's the second oldest in the major league.
Whatever.
Do we want to? I don't have the other stat.
There's a loss. So there goes the larger. It's now the cyber.
I don't have the other stat.
His face.
Are you all right over there?
Eric just killed a chair. For once in my life, I'm not the guy laughing at on the floor.
Now you know what it's like being there, so now.
It's great.
Oh, I love this end. Are you okay?
Yeah.
So Al, what's going on with the lap band?
It's going. It's going.
Yeah.
It's slow. We've slowed down a little.
Yeah.
I'll try to get that put back together. I'll tell you that much.
But I haven't gained any weight. And
Mike, you're going to need a soldering iron or something to get that back together.
I got a welding kit.
I'll say that in the mic. I have a welding kit.
Okay.
So what did Dave want that?
Do you want to guess his position? What do you think?
Right now?
Yeah. No, what do you think Dave Wannstedt was when he played football? He did play. He played for...
A cornerback.
He played...
Fullback.
Played 3 years. 1974 for the Packers... And then 2 years for the Steelers. Fullback. Yeah, no, not even close. Close, actually.
What?
Offensive line.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, he was a big guy.
He has one of the great Facebook or Wikipedia pictures.
Really?
He looks like football coach or child molester.
Yeah.
Or Chicago hot dog eater.
Yeah, he does. Very, very Chicago. We had high hopes for him and his mustache.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering if you know, Tristan got the memo.
No, I don't think we're going to see a mustache from him. Which is a shame. I mean, I wouldn't mind one. But he's got hair. You know, he's got the weird hair. We finally got a guy with weird hair. And if you look at the history of the NFL, one of the keys to great coaches is weird hair.
Oh, is that why all the good ones always had hats on?
Some of them did.
Yeah.
But
the,
like, there's
well,
always...
there's weird hair under there, you're saying.
Right. Or they wore a hat. Like, hat counts as, the, as hair. Like, it's
yeah,
the same.
You're saying, like, Bill Walsh with his crazy hair.
And, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson with his crazy hair. John Madden.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't
he
have,
do.
Like, the highest winning percentage of any NFL coach or something like that?
I don't think he had a losing season.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Madden?
Right.
Yeah, John Madden. He was, like, the best record for playing over 500 games or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he had an impressive coaching career. He really did. Not a lot of championships, but he, I mean, I think he did get one.
He did get one. He won a Super Bowl.
Some badass Raider team.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about.
Trickle?
I was going to mention this yesterday, or we were talking a little bit about this yesterday, Clark. Think there's something I did last year. I think I'd like to invite the audience to do, and I'd like to invite you to do, and maybe even these fellas here would like to do. About a year and a half ago, I got when I was on the Twitter, I started following Tebow.
Uh-huh.
And then from Tebow, I started following like people who were following him. And in turn, I started following the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
Like, I had all their news, and I was able to watch them from a different perspective.
All right.
Because I watched them simply as somebody gathering news as opposed to a fan with any real passion. And it was a very interesting watch because the Tebow thing soon turned into the Peyton Manning thing. And I was stuck with a pretty awesome story of a team that was on a verge of winning. They went out and they got the best quarterback they could find, and they built this team around him that everybody said the defense was going to be their key. And in the end, the defense became a letdown, and they ended up flaming in the end, but it was fun to watch.
Hi, this is Merle Haggard, and you're listening to Big Al Archer. Stay tuned.
Thank you, Merle. I think it's interesting if you can watch one other team that's other than yours and actually try to find their news source, their papers. I mean, media is so at your fingertips now.
Uh-huh.
It's easy, really, to do. But I was going to pick a team, and you were going to pick a team, and then you said you picked the team.
I've got a team in mind already.
You said the Cardinals, and that was my damn team.
Yeah, why would you have selected the team?
Because I read a great story on the Cardinals, and they're a really interesting team where their only success in the past was when they brought in a really aged quarterback,
okay,
being Kurt Warner, and he took this young team on, and he managed to put together a winning season that got them to a Super Bowl. I don't remember if they won or not.
They lost.
They lost that Super Bowl. I think he was 37 years old, and it was a cool story. So the Cardinals have that history, and we know in football and sports, history often repeats itself. Well, now they just brought in this offensive mind, a guy that the Bears could have got in Arians.
Okay.
A guy you really liked as a head coach. That was your pick.
Yeah.
Who is considered an offensive mind? So there's the Bears angle.
And that's kind of why I wanted him. That's
where I am going to be, I'm going to be watching this guy to see how he does versus our coach. And quietly, the Cardinals have been putting together a decent team. They fixed some of their offensive problems, and their biggest problem is offense in general.
Uh-huh.
They went out and they quietly traded for Carson Palmer from the Raiders.
Uh-huh.
So they got a really good quarterback. Or a decent quarterback who's the same thing as Kurt Warner. He's at the end of his career. He had some good, strong success early on, which Warner didn't. I mean, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I mean, there are some interesting things going out there in the desert. And it's just interesting seeing these stories start to unfold before the season and see where they go.
Yeah. No, I understand. I get it. And like I told you, I do like Arians a lot. I'm impressed with what they have going on to start. But the reason why I decided to go with that team was,
It is a team that got it. It's one of the original two chartered teams.
Yes.
One of the original two teams. It actually started well before the NFL was established in 1898. It was the oldest team.
Oh, wow.
They are the oldest team. They started in 1898. When the NFL was formed in 1920, them along with the Chicago Bears, they were the first. They were the two NFL charter member franchises. The Packers joined the following year. They started in 1920, but they weren't a part of the NFL until the following season. So it was the Chicago Bears and the Chicago Cardinals who started. Another thing that I have a bit in common with them is, much like the Chicago Cubs that I enjoy, who have the longest drought in Major League Baseball,
oh, yeah,
the Arizona Cardinals, the last time that they won an NFL championship was in 1947. That is the oldest drought in the National Football League. The last time they won an NFL championship
was in
1947. They have never won a Super Bowl.
Well, let me just say, Al Larcher's Cardinals in Madden football has won 6.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Al, isn't the Cardinals your team?
It is. And that had nothing to do in factoring.
No, that was.
And, like, Peanut Tillman is your head coach, and he's the best or something.
Or no, I'm the head coach. That's a whole different
game. All right.
That's front office football.
Please. Okay.
Don't confuse the games.
Now, when they first moved from St. Louis to Phoenix, they held on to the name the Phoenix Cardinals. That was who I remembered for a while. Like, that's my earliest childhood, is the Phoenix Cardinals. And then in 94, for the 94 season, changed the name to include the entire state. That's really nice.
Huh.
Like, you know, the Illinois Bears. That's coming up.
No. Hell no.
Huh?
No. They're the Chicago Bears. If they win the Illinois Bears, I would disown them.
I wouldn't. They're still my Bears.
I would move to Nashville, and I'd be a Titans fan.
Wow.
Is that who you're going with, then?
I think I might be going with the Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders.
Like the worst team.
All right.
Know who you should go for, then? My second favorite team, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't like the Chiefs.
Is it because of the whole thing with that guy?
With what guy? Derek Thomas?
No, the
the parking lot situation.
Hello, Humphrey. Humphrey in the chat room.
Left a sour taste. And we'll be getting to some WNBA news later. that left a sour taste in my mouth. There's just something about the Chiefs where I initially liked them, especially the Derek Thomas thing, but I just got sick of them. I don't like the Chiefs.
Really?
Yeah.
They're the founding team of the AFL.
Cool.
They're the Bears of the AFL.
I feel like I'm in history class today. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing. I'm learning a lot from you guys. That's awesome. So, Patrick, how'd you feel about the bowl season?
It was disappointing, of course, to see them lose, but it was even more disappointing that they played as well as they did. I mean, when you get your superstar to sit a whole season, it's nice to get a draft pick. I mean, thank God they overachieved. They played great basketball, but it doesn't help them much for their future. I mean, we're, again, looking for a free agent. We're not looking for a draft pick.
Has your opinion of Derrick Rose soured at all?
Not at all. I think he made the right choice.
Really?
I think there was no reason for him to come back. I think he had an injury that they were trying to push for him to come back from. Would have I liked to have watched him this year? Of course. But I would like to watch him for the next 10 years more than watch him just...
But if his doctor says he's clear to play...
But he's not ready.
What does that mean?
Basketball is more... If you don't feel safe throwing your body through the lane, like, you're not ready to play. You're thinking too much about that and you lose your game. You can't think too much. It's a very, like, instinctual game. I mean, that's why Derrick Rose interviews are hilarious, because they're always like... They'll ask him a question like... You know, you guys really stepped up your defense in the second half and drew ahead by 12. What was going on during that moment that allowed you to do that? And he's like, well, the ball needs to go in the basket more than the other team puts the ball in the basket. You know, it's like he's not the smartest guy in the world, but instinctually he's a great basketball player. He has that basketball IQ. So if he's not ready, that's going to be off. And then that can ruin his confidence, and he can become one of those players that never lives up to what his potential is.
I guess there's no point in being bitter over it, but I thought he should have came back. I thought that was the next level of recovery, and he should have played through it. And, you know, and the Bulls were fighting so hard. It just, I don't know.
They were. That team fought so hard. Like, that's why I said, like, it was disappointing, but, like, man, you have to be proud of that team that they won a round of the playoffs, let alone beat Miami a game. Like, they are not a playoff team with what they had in the playoffs.
I don't think that team
or anybody had plans to play Derrick Rose at all this season. I don't think Thibs was expecting it. I don't think John Paxson planned on it.
I don't think
that they did. I think that's why the team was so cool with it, because I don't care how team oriented they are. One of them's gonna mention their displeasure with it. If the locker room's upset with it, one of them's gonna mention it.
They tried and there was mass.
Nobody even mentioned
when
it.
They leaked that.
Nobody was
when
upset.
When they leaked the story that the doctors say he's ready to play and he's been ready to play for about 2-3 weeks, that's when they did it. And there was massive backlash. Everyone's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's his body.
So
let
you
him
think
decide.
That was the team trying to get him to
it
play?
It was.
I disagree.
It was. Yeah. They put it out there and it didn't work. They stopped and then they did the right thing and they said, okay, it's up to Derek. And that backlash started shifting towards Derek as it progressed. There was a lot of people who were getting angry that he wasn't playing.
Sure, I think that the execs had hoped that the season wouldn't go as well as it did.
I think you're right.
And I think that was their plan all along, was to try to keep it like that. I think that's why they went out and got some guys. They didn't realize that they didn't send Thibodeau the message about it.
You know, he just coached – you know, to his fullest. The problem with Thibodeau and with Paxson a little bit is they really push their players hard. I mean, we were so beaten up when we got into the playoffs. And I know it's because those guys were playing hard, and you know, that's why they were able to get to where they were. But you can't do that to your team. I mean, you had Jimmy Butler playing 3 straight games without ever sitting down. That's not good for any player.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so do you think Tibbs
just pushing those guys to the limit?
I mean, this is who he is. Do you think he's going to be able to win a championship?
I do. I do. If he can get a couple more guys where he doesn't have to exhaust his lineup. I mean, he didn't play very deep this year. I think that's why last year went so well. Derrick Rose was injured a lot of last season, too. He missed 38 games, 39 games, or something like that. I mean, that's almost half of the season. He missed it.
Yep.
Remember, he came back just for the playoffs, and he wasn't 100% when he came back. And guess what he did? He ripped his knee apart.
Right.
You know, so that's, I mean,
well,
you have
well,
to look at more than
that.
Just the...
They basically reassembled that entire bench, the bench that carried him through most of last season and into the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
Which we lost first round last year
against
Philly after Derek went down.
That's right.
This year's team, they came together. Winning game 7 blew me away.
Absolutely.
Beating Brooklyn like that was fantastic. Absolutely. And then winning a game against Miami in the way they fought hard even in that last game, like... Kudos.
Yeah.
Wonder who Nate Robinson is going to play for next year.
He's exactly. going to make a little more money than he would have had Derrick Rose been a...
Oh, absolutely. He does this every year, though. He goes to a new team and he signs a 1-year contract and asks for too much for the next year. And then someone else picks him up for more than what the original team... You know what I mean?
Right.
He bounces around and it was great. It was fun watching him play this year. I'm glad he was a Bull, but I'd be surprised if we see him next year.
Yeah, no, he's not coming back.
You know, I would just be surprised.
Yeah. No. Bellinelli's gone, too. It's...
Which is too bad, because I like Bellinelli.
A lot of heart in that guy, man.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's a good shooter.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes it happen. He does.
I'd rather have a better player.
What's that?
I'd rather have a better player than Hart and Scrappy.
Okay. Yeah? Every time?
But you don't know what you're going to get.
It's true.
Is the issue. So.
What do you think of trading?
Noah?
Yeah.
I'm for it.
What do you think of trading Jimmy Butler?
I don't know.
Can't get rid of Noah.
I think Butler's the guy you hang on to. I think I'm willing to trade Noah, but it depends on him getting on the other
it's
side.
Gotta
it's
got to be a
Noah.
Yeah, it's got to be a great
don't trade
deal.
Noah.
He was the MVP.
Mean, if someone said to me, you know, Carlos Boozer and Jimmy Butler for Love, Kevin Love, you know, it's like, yeah, you make that trade. But other than that, I don't think Jimmy Butler should be.
Hey, quick WNBA news breaking. The Phoenix center, Brittany Griner, 6'8", beast of a woman. She's being counted on for more than dunking this season.
That's breaking news.
That's it.
From Al Archer.
They have women in the WNBA now?
Uh-huh. Well, 6'8", that's up for...
She's something else, man.
22 years old. She feels no pressure at all.
That's what the W stands for.
There you go. Yeah.
I thought it was worst.
Oh, come on now. Yeah, these are hardworking professionals.
They do.
Yeah, don't put a glass ceiling on
the
show.
You're going to make one of our regular listeners very upset with this.
What are the WNBA teams perform at a casino?
You know him.
What are the WNBA teams performs at a casino? Like,
do
it's a
really?
Bunch of white lions.
Yeah. So, like, the Sun?
The Monhego Sun or something?
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's like in Connecticut.
Can you play slots while watching?
The Connecticut Sun.
Yeah, the Connecticut, whatever that.
Yeah.
They're called the Mohegan Sun or something.
But everyone was waiting for Connecticut to get a team because they were so known for having women's college basketball.
Yeah, the Huskies.
Remember when UConn won both the men's and the women's a few years back?
Mm-hmm.
Almost happened with Louisville.
Patrick, don't call them Husky. They're just big girls.
No, I'm pulling a Rutgers here.
Hey!
Well, speaking of poorly said things, how about the golf world? Some action heating up. Tiger Woods was offered by a Hispanic player to come over to his house and have some fried chicken.
Oh, that was the, yeah.
See, I don't
Sergio.
Think, after what we ate tonight, I don't think he was carrying that towards the black side. It was the Asian side, because we had that Asian fried chicken tonight.
We did have Korean.
That was delicious.
And it was delicious, so I think he was just being very nice. I don't think it was a black thing. I think it was a...
That soul and sassy sauce? Delicious. Crisp over there down the street. Good stuff.
Tiger said he was hurt by the comments, though. Sergio has apologized.
I think that Tiger is playing the...
Who else was hurt? His ex-wife.
Oh, hell of a point.
Tiger is the master of this. Like, he can handle it. And he's coming back with his golf game, and he's the master of... Because they've been jabbering back and forth the whole time, and Tiger now pretty much has the win.
Do you remember what Fuzzy Zeller said?
Who?
Fuzzy Zeller.
No.
Fat old guy.
Uh-uh.
He made,
no idea.
Like 10 years ago, he made similar comments, only they were a lot more racist. It was like, he could come over to my house and have fried chicken because he's black. It was like really... So there was like a whole thing that happened before. So this is the second time Tiger's faced this.
So we know for sure he's being racist. It wasn't like he offered fried chicken and then...
They were fighting over Twitter. People... Because that's what golfers do nowadays. A gentleman's sport.
Exactly.
They fight on Twitter.
Yes.
My point about the Connecticut Sun, too, is that they're called the Connecticut Sun. Because we all know, we think of sun in Connecticut. No, but the casino they're at is called the Mohegan Sun Casino. And they perform there. I don't say play.
All right.
Because they're originally called the Orlando Miracle. And they moved to Connecticut in 2003.
Oh, that was a move. That wasn't a new franchise.
No, they moved there from Orlando.
Relocation, I guess they call it.
You know, a lot of the WNBA teams, they're kind of like the stuff. I know the Chicago Sky's an exception, but like a lot of them are like ripoffs of their other teams.
Yeah.
Like of the regular NBA teams.
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey, the Cubbies last night. Matt Garza's back. They brought him off the DL yesterday, and he came back. He came back last night. Matt Garza came back last night. The team scored 3 runs behind him. Not just the team, but also he did. He did as well. Matt Garza.
The Cubs are so.
He hit a double that scored 2 runs
in the top
of the second inning.
They're going to ride out this whole season.
He hit 2 runs. He pitched 5 scoreless innings, only gave up 1 hit of ball. Pitched a great game, and then the bottom of the 6th inning happened. And the Cubs bullpen gave it up. So Matt Garza's game was spoiled. But
they're a fun team to watch this year.
They are a little bit fun to watch.
Are they still playing baseball?
No, they are. Last I saw tonight's score, it was
like when other teams
it was one run tonight.
Does it count on their record? Or is it like the when the Harlem Globetrotters?
Oh, man, things are going well.
It's like a charity game, but they still
count. Next season is the season that's going to start turning around. Yeah, they ended up losing 1-0 today. They're fighting in all of them, though. They've been competing. The starting pitching has really been all right this year. It's better than I ever expected. The relief pitching is very suspect. And then the team, it's young. It's still trying to figure it out. A lot of guys are in the minor league system, and that's what we're going for right now. Speaking of baseball, my
shout out to Pokey Chapman tonight.
My trivia question here.
Pokey Chapman, shout out.
My trivia question tonight has to do with the Japan Baseball League. Ichiro Suzuki held the single season hit record. Ichiro Suzuki held the single season hit record
and eating hot dogs
with 210 hits in a single season until October 5th of 2010. This American-born baseball player, American, let me confirm that real quick. Yes, this American-born professional baseball player broke Ichiro Suzuki's Japan record on October 5th, 2010 by hitting his 211th game. He finished with 214 hits total that season with a .349 batting average, 17 home runs, and 91 RBIs.
I've seen this movie. It's with Tom Selleck.
Yeah. Very good.
Remember?
Yeah.
It was good. I like
it. I was going to say,
he had a
wonderful mustache.
Yeah.
So that's the trivia question last night. Who broke Ichiro Suzuki's single-season hit record with his 211th hit on October 5th, 2010 in Japan?
Oh, 2010. That was Bernie Mac.
Call in. Bernie Mac, that was a different one.
Oh.
Call in.
Was it Fuzzy Zeller?
Hello? 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 There we go. Are you there?
Yeah. Fuzzy Zeller offered him fried chicken and collard greens.
Okay, yeah.
And that was
nope,
it.
That was. Oh,
he
collard greens.
He did.
Asshole.
And he called him a boy.
Call in if you have the answer. 888. What's the number, Al?
The phone lines are lighting up.
Al, what's your number? You got the new number.
I don't know. I'm not
Look
in the
it
thing.
Up. It should be
all
in
right,
front of
right,
you.
All right, hold
on. Hang
on.
Here it is. 888-787-4827.
888. No problem.
Oh, God, you found it. 4827. Join in on the call.
Boring.
Shoot me a tweet with the answer if you'd like. At Larcher Lawrenson works for that as well. Again, that is that's a trivia question that I have.
I love it. I don't have an answer. I'm
going
to guess Don Mattingly.
He's a former Chicago Cub.
I'm going to guess Sammy Sosa.
That is incorrect.
All right, I don't know then.
You would not get this.
By the way,
Patrick won't get this. You guys don't. Yeah,
Patrick's a normal sports fan. He doesn't.
Yeah, no, you're not baseball. Like,
yeah,
I get it.
I don't
cool.
watch baseball.
It's cool. Like, I get it. It's a baseball question.
Hey, I was out in Rosemont this week at their entertainment complex, not the casino. It's right down the street, though.
Yeah, you're not going to give an update on the casino this week?
Well, things didn't end well.
That's the update.
Yeah, but I saw the I saw the Star Trek movie. And I don't want to ruin anything. I don't know how they could kill Sulu, though. Like, that's not right. But, anyways.
Well, then they didn't.
Huh?
So you're saying they didn't?
Who?
You don't want to ruin anything, so they didn't?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wait. Anyways, so they got a beautiful movie theater out there with like, a Pegasus on the top. And then there's a bowling alley across the street that has fancy drinks. And there's all this stuff going on there. That's quite a happening little town.
I've heard wonderful things. A great buffet.
And there's always weird people walking through the streets, like blue hair and costumes, and I don't know what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, every time you're by there, there's always some sort of, like, anime festival, dress festival, or video game dress festival, or comic book.
It's always something.
Yeah, there's too many. There's too many of those festivals for people to dress up weird.
Reggie Bush talking a big game out of Detroit.
What do you have to say?
Well, he's saying he's not going to Detroit for a vacation. Okay? He's not going down there to eat barbecue. He's going down there to work.
Huh. Be the first working man in Detroit.
Yikes.
Well, look at you with the, you got the drops.
Hey, Randy Travis here. Be sure and listen to The Morning Show with Big Al, your pal, on your country alternative 98.5 WACF.
Very nice, Clark. Randy Travis, good friend of the show.
You're welcome, yeah.
So, Al, is the show big in the country western community? Why do you have so many of these stars shouting you out on the show?
Very big sports fans. Very.
That is true.
I used to be a friend in Nashville, Eric. I used to be a man of the Broadway, the Southern Broadway.
Oh, the Southern Broadway.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't really see you being a big normal Broadway guy.
As a matter of fact, I was recalling that I actually got a birthday present once from Hank Williams Jr. And it was a box of his dancing dolls. It was really weird.
Wait, he sent you a box of his
dolls for my birthday.
Where are they now?
They're, like, broken and in the basement.
Oh, so you still have
them? I still got them, yeah. Nice. It's the place Born to Boogie.
Oh, nice.
It's got, like, a microphone. Like, my mom remember daddy down in Alabama. It's pretty awesome. But, like, I didn't know Hank Jr., you know what I mean? I never, like, I don't know how I ended up on that list.
I mean, you spent, like, a...
Like, 5 minutes once.
Like, in a hotel room with him.
Yeah.
And it was, like, awesome.
Yeah, it was. He told them they could turn the damn alarms off. He was smoking a cigar, and the security came, and they're like, can you turn the alarms off? And he goes, they're like, sir, you need to step outside. You're smoking a cigar. You can't smoke inside. He goes, I'm not leaving. They go, well, sir, you're to set the alarms off. He goes, they can turn those alarms off. I'm staying. And he just kept smoking. His manager talked to him, and he went outside. And then I talked to his manager for 5 minutes, which is how I think I got on the birthday list.
I bet you would.
I bet you would. There's a classic Hank Jr. drunk where he's completely wasted. There's a famous clip. It almost ruined his career. And he starts ranting about Garth Brooks, and he starts impersonating Garth Brooks. He's like, oh, Hank Jr., I want to suck you. And then Hank goes, I bet you would, asshole. Like, but Hank played both parts. He's like, oh, this is Garth Brooks.
In front of a live audience. He lost his
like the Budweiser sponsor, yeah. Shot. Yeah, it's a big deal. He's, to tie it back to sports, he's a big, like Eric, he's a big Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Really?
And he used to sing the theme song for Monday
Night Football. Are you ready?
Kansas
Isn't
City,
that weird that we
is that the other team you follow?
That?
Yeah,
that's my other team. I like, as a kid, I always had Chiefs starter jackets.
Could you call in once in a while with Chiefs actually updates?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, do that. I'd like that.
You'll be our Chiefs correspondent.
I'm going to keep you right now.
Track of the Cardinals.
Hey, the Chiefs got the number one draft pick, some guy.
Wow.
That guy, we're going to need a little more research. Yeah.
I said this on the fly, though. Next time, I'll roll.
His name is like Luke something.
Skywalker.
Okay. You're fired.
Hell.
You're fired.
I was joking.
He can call up with how his Kansas City Chiefs starter jacket is, what condition that is in.
I have two different ones. You want the pullover or the full zip?
The what?
The pullover.
Yeah, the pullover.
Not as good condition as the full zip. I wore a lot more. I wore it more, though.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of Raiders starters jacket as a kid.
That's why I went with Chiefs, because
those
are
the two that they had.
Raiders.
I like the Chief.
Very popular in the urban community.
Black and silver.
I like the Chief.
Red.
Cool. I had a Atlanta Hawks NBA starter jacket.
Did you really?
So oversized. Yeah, I used to like Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. I just watched a clip. Somebody put it on our site. This is the anniversary of a playoff
Clark,
game.
Didn't you have a starter jacket?
Between Atlanta. Yeah, I had the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, yeah.
But I had a Bears. 1988, this is the anniversary of Bird versus Dominique. They had one of an epic battle where neither one could miss. One of the greatest games ever, yeah. No, it was Charlotte Hornets.
Was
like,
it like
Del Curry.
The white and blue and purple?
No. I had the...
teal.
What color is that?
Teal?
Yeah. It was all teal. And then you had like the purple.
Oh, nice.
Nobody looks good.
The Hornet right there. They're going back to the Hornets. It's official.
Yeah.
For next season?
They've decided.
Yeah. They're taking it back.
Too bad they can't take Michael Jordan back.
Kobe tweeted about that today because Charlotte actually selected him and traded him for Vlade Divac in the draft. Yeah. That worked out for L.A.
Yeah.
So Kobe tweeted something. I don't know what he tweeted about it. Speaking of tweets, the Arizona Cardinals had a pretty sweet tweet. It was in reply. They retweeted Urlacher's tweet,
right,
announcing his retirement, and he's happy to play for the Chicago Bears his whole career. And then they said, "You were who we thought you were."
What?
Like, nice job.
That's rude. Oh, good thing.
Yes,
I thought you were like, we thought you were going to retire.
No.
It
was you thought without you a champion.
You were good. We thought you were, and you were.
It's true. That's
and
the one.
A throwback to the Denny Green. It's all class.
The missing piece of the Urlacher equation is
where's Denny Green now?
That one champion got two Super Bowls. But,
didn't Denny Green put out like an RBL?
One Super Bowl. Two championships.
Two championships.
He did? I thought he did.
No, that was
Denny Green put out like an RBL.
I'm so in love with you.
Actually, Denny Green might be hosting American Idol next year.
Come on.
Yeah, he's going to replace Randy Jackson.
Oh, yep. That's CeeLo Green.
Oh. Hey, Eric, fuck you. The song. I love that song.
Oh, no, that's Forget You. It's a good song. It's a good song. It's great.
And I forget you. You're more Xbox, I'm more Atari.
Make it say sorry, Atari.
Right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Boss is texting me. That's not good.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. Call in. We got about 15 minutes to roll here. 888-787-4827. 888-787-4827. Join in on the chat room. Scroll down if you're on blogtalkradio.com.
Can I go back to the Urlacher for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I'll never forget. And Patrick and I, we went to O'Malley's. We're down at O'Malley's over by my place, my favorite bar down there.
Yeah, and he walked in?
On the northwest side. No, it was on Addison and Belmont. We're sitting at the bar. We're drinking. We're watching a game. It's
Somebody
Monday
sold
night.
You socks.
Always. I always buy my socks and my belt.
No, I'm just
jumping
in.
But thank you, Eric.
Join in on the conversation.
It was Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
And the Bears were playing the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Bears,
Cardinals.
And Patrick and I were sitting there. It was about halftime, and we're like, we're not drinking at this bar again. This is bad luck.
Mm-hmm. It was all over the field.
Because it was like 21-0,
yeah,
maybe worse.
Yeah, we were getting crushed.
It was like fumble. I mean, everything went wrong.
Yeah.
And then the miracle happened. Mm-hmm. The Denny Green crowned their asses because Brian Urlacher played like a man possessed.
Yeah, that's right.
It was him and Urlacher, or him and Hester, two guys that we both can really remember this year and celebrate. Even though Hester's still actually on the team, but we can have our condolences for him a little early. Yeah, they made magic that day. That's probably my favorite Urlacher moment.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, there's some memorable, like, when he, that game he had against Michael Vick, that jump over the thing where he caught him and slammed him down. I mean, that's one of those tackles.
He played Michael Vick really well.
Yeah, they were almost like a rival. Like, they were rivals. They were drafted the same year, weren't they?
2000 for Urlacher.
Yeah, it was
probably
close. Al, I want to say about that game, too. I watched, that was the first Bears season I remember where I watched every game religiously.
Yeah, it was a great season.
And I remember that.
Yep.
They won the Super Bowl that year, and I remember that game, watching that, and like it was a great comeback. I'll always remember watching that.
Yes. Yeah. I lost an entire table of drinks. I was watching the game over at a bar as well. And when we stood up to cheer, the table collapsed. Part of it did, and we lost all of our drinks.
You stopped drinking that day, right?
Yeah.
No,
I did.
Had a drop of
I stopped at some point.
Yeah. Hey, what the hell is going on with the Blackhawks?
It's not time to panic.
What? It's time. If we lose one more game, it's over.
They'll win tomorrow.
It's a must-win tomorrow.
They'll win tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to win tomorrow.
They're going to make the adjustments.
You really want to know what it is?
Shaw got called.
Word got to them that me and Patrick are going to be up in Detroit for game 6. And they want to make sure it goes 6 games so we can be at their celebration.
So we can,
Are you guys going there for a music festival thing?
Yeah, we're going to the Movement Festival.
The Movement Festival? That's what it's called? Yeah,
DEMF.
Okay.
It's what it used to be known as, the Detroit Electronic Music Festival.
Okay. And now it's called the Movement?
Now Movement, yeah, it's called Movement.
I've been listening to a lot of 90s, like, British dance music in preparation. This was like, ooh,
And then you might take in a game over at Joe Louis Arena.
Yeah.
Joe Louis Arena?
Which I hear smells, right. Like, only worse than it looks. Cause
really?
It looks like shit.
And it smells rough in there?
It smells like piss.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why they bring the octopus, to improve the smell.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how bad it smells. That's an improvement.
When do they throw the octopus on the...
I think it's when the Red Wings are being a puss.
Yeah, because I saw it during a BS, like, something lame the other night. Shaw got called. They were down 2-1. And Shaw got called for interfering with the goalie. Were you guys watching the other night?
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of weak sauce.
Yeah, it was,
did
it
I
was
say
up
weak
in the
sauce?
Air.
You did say weak sauce.
It was an up-in-the-air call. I mean, the Hawks beat themselves in that game. They hit the crossbar 10 times.
And when we're on the Hawks side and the Hawks are on this side,
that's right.
A call like that means the world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have even been in that situation. Their defense let us down. I mean, some of those goals are easy goals.
So the octopus is thrown on ice during Red Wings home games because the same amount of games it takes to reach the Stanley Cup. 8 wins.
Once upon a time.
Hang on.
Well, now they should get rid of an octopus. How many games does it take now?
12.
So they need to find someone with 12 legs.
Like a bug?
They should sell it like millipedes, but they should...
No, it's 16 games now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got to win 16,
yeah. It's 12 to get to the Cup.
So they started it when it was 8 games to get to the Cup.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they've been smoking something.
So now they throw 2 octopus.
Or like a
octopi.
Siamese octopi.
One 1995 game, fans threw 36 octopuses, including a specimen weighing 38 pounds.
Wow.
How do you sneak that thing
in?
That's what I want to know.
What?
Pure Michigan.
If they do drop this game, then Emery probably starts the next game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been healthy and he was playing well, but Emery makes me bored. I don't think that Crawford's playing too awfully.
I get it. Fingernails.
Too awfully? Too awful.
If
huh?
If they lose this thing, and God, they won't. I mean, they're not going to.
Why?
But if they were, do you start questioning Coach Q?
No.
No?
No.
Nah.
You just write it off as, I mean, he's getting out-coached right now.
Sure. Yeah, but he's coaching a great coach. That's why Detroit's been, Detroit's the best team in hockey a lot. They're the Yankees, you know, and coaching is what does that, and a good management is what does that, and that's why they're in that position. So, no, I mean, that you're playing Detroit. You just got expected.
Fact that
that old guy
that coached
Salt Lake forever.
Jerry Sloan.
Jerry Sloan. He was a great coach, never got a championship.
You know?
So you don't question if he was a great coach.
Well, you could question it.
You can question it, but, I mean, you're talking about a guy who your team leaves you and he gets you back to the playoffs, like, within a year. It takes management and a coach to do that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here we are again. Utah's still good. They're still a good team.
Right. No, I was just putting it out there.
I know.
I don't think he should be fired or anything, but...
No, I mean, they started so hot, there's no way they can live up to that. They were unbeatable. Like, it looked like they were never going to lose a game. It had to drop off eventually.
Clark and division.
No panic.
Eric, why did you just draw a picture of a penis?
It's a baseball thing. The Cubs got to play more small ball.
Uh-huh, but you drew a penis.
But it has is one of the testicles up.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy, or are you going to bite?
It's one of the testicles. Thank you. I had to wait on the testicle answer. One of the testicles is smaller. This is gross. Why are you handing this to me? What's the matter with you? Okay, you got your job back as the Kansas City correspondent.
Two great milestones today. Yeah. Two milestones. Brian Urlacher's 13-year career. Ends as the Chicago
Bears. Went up.
Only with the Chicago Bears. There are other franchise players those teams can't say things like that. Those teams cannot say things like that. Like Peyton Manning, you know, he's on a different team now. It's not something that is popular right now. That one hurts. You had to bring that one up.
You know.
It's fine. No big deal. No big deal. You don't even really count the end of that. But Urlacher spent all 13 years here.
Playing with the Packers. Yeah. You just know how to hurt us.
So today's a big milestone day. And then
I'm trying to show it doesn't matter.
Let me tell you, the Larcher and Lawrence in Sports Show on Facebook today, we topped 200 likes.
Wow.
Yeah, we hit it. We hit it.
That's a big time.
We've been stuck at a little lower than that for a while. And we
hit it. People on there who they're just idiots. And they got like 500 people.
On our side or on Facebook? Yeah, I know.
On the Facebook.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
it's ridiculous. So we'll get there.
So, Al, do you know what Brian Urlacher's career and my mom's marriages have in common? 13 years and they're done.
Yikes.
Oh, that's good. Thank you for that.
My mom had 2 13-year marriages.
Really?
Yeah, she gets that 13th year in her and she's like, fuck
this.
Screw this.
That's some long, like, double. That's all right. We had Drew Freeze on last week. Believe
coincidence. I say it's coincidence.
All right. Yeah.
I'm really upset about the new swearing rules on the lecture line.
What are new swearing rules?
This guy's rules.
Well, it's being like I'm supposed to be tame, you know. I'm watching all my words.
Listen, Al and I were talking a long time ago. We said we're not going to attempt to swear.
That boy's one mean motherfucker.
That's really loud. Why don't you turn that down?
I am.
Use the pen.
Okay, I mean.
Use the pen.
The pen is my tear.
I don't like that thing. I don't like that thing at all.
What thing?
Well,
what
ever
thing
since he's gotten it, he's been stuck.
What are you babbling about?
Every meeting, we didn't even get to talk to him before we had our meeting earlier today because he was stuck in there drawing pictures, drawing mustaches.
I was writing
drawing mustaches down on your own face.
Yeah, you were drawing like swirls.
Al's got himself a new tablet and it does everything. Everything except for
concentrate.
Talk to people.
Oh, no, I got Skype.
Okay.
You want to talk to somebody? Yeah, I can talk to somebody. We'll talk to somebody right now.
Thinks he's Blandy Borhall over here.
Who the hell is Blandy Borhall?
It's a really boring Andy Warhol.
He's very bland.
Yeah,
he's bland and boring.
I kind of am, yeah.
Again, if you're listening to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, we do appreciate it. You can listen to us under the on-demand section on Blog Talk Radio on our Blog Talk Radio page, Larcher and Lawrenson. You can find us there. We do appreciate it. The trivia question, don't forget, who broke Ichiro Suzuki's single-season record in Japan?
I just got off the phone with the phone company, and so many people were calling in. The lines got jammed, so we've cleared the lines now, and now you could call and answer this.
Where at,
question.
Al? Where can they call in?
888-787-4827. When I first took my radio job in Paris, we used to give away pizza on Friday night. I'd be like, call right now. We'll call her three. You'll win a pizza. And we had one of those blinky lights like that blind deaf people have.
Okay, yeah.
And I would just wait and stare.
Wouldn't really help a blind person, would
no,
it?
Why?
Yeah. No,
but
not unless it made a sound, you know.
You know, the flashlight.
Maybe it just went blink, blink.
You made a sound that went blink, blink,
blink.
Red blink, red light blink.
Red light blink.
Anyway,
red light off.
I would stare at the light, and nobody would call for the pizza. I had no list. Nobody was listening.
So then you
ended up taking the pizza. So Al, how does this connect?
How does this connect to this right now?
400 pounds later. How does this connect with the Larcher Lawrence and Sports Show? Are you implying that it has?
No, tonight was we got a real phone call.
Yeah,
like
no,
the lines were jammed.
The jamming happened.
The lines were jammed.
It reminded
tonight.
Me of when we used to not get the phone call.
Oh
no, I mean I know a lot of people are calling right now.
This is the same town and the same pizza place. That Al would get so intoxicated and order a pizza that the pizza would come and he would forget that he had ordered it. And he'd go, wait, what kind is it? And the guy would go, sausage onion. And Al's like, well, that's the kind I like. I'll take it.
Well, that's my favorite.
Well,
it's like you knew.
And he goes, well, this is your address. You are Al. Is that correct?
I've told that story so many times. I know it by heart.
He thought the pizza deliver guy was his personal psychic.
I was impressed.
He would, you know, he was bringing pizza and know that his name was Al.
You got what now?
He always got the price wrong, though.
Yeah, $13 for an extra large pizza. My God, now I dream of those prices.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get an extra large pizza now for under $30.
Yeah, it's true.
It's tough.
It's
tough to do.
The large is a medium price.
No. Hey, we got some of our new likes. I just want to say hello to Nick and Greg out there. Kristen, Denise is now listening. She's now a fan of the show on Facebook.
Beautiful.
Hello to some of those new people. Tell your friends.
Denise, I'm single.
Tell your friends. There you go.
There you go.
Maura's there too. Eric. Yep. Jarrett.
Maura.
And Matthew out there. So, guys, thanks for listening.
Girls, too.
Hey, fellas, that show here.
What are you babbling about?
The one that Al directed. Nice work.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Good
job. Really good show.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It was fun. We had a lot of really, really cool things happen on stage, and yeah, a lot of people loved it. So
866 Vorfeldco.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That thing, yeah, some of those scenes went, I don't know, I mean, I had faith in the show. Some of them were even better than I expected. That one.
Yeah. Shut up, you mouth! While we were performing, to still be discovering things. I mean, that was kind of what was fun about these shows in general, though, is that they were so fresh. Like, we were just really trying stuff out in front of our audiences, and this last show really came through.
Yep.
You know, we were well-directed. We had some really good ideas, and we stuck to our guns and put in good performances.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Whoa.
Oh, what are you praying about?
We're getting close.
I'm getting tired.
We're getting close to the end of the live stuff. We'll be quick on the post game.
I thought you would get more energy. You're looking thinner.
Yeah, no. 9 o'clock rolls around, man, and I am.
Oh, it's just the old people thing. It's getting old.
Yeah.
Well, your
bones are aching.
You're almost 34 now, aren't you?
I am.
You look a day over 43.
Thank you, Eric.
I reversed the numbers.
Right.
Doors closing.
Whoa, am I on a train?
Yep.
Man, that was some good.
Hey, answers. I have something to say about the new Red Line train.
How'd you like to spend the next several
train car style?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not the best for Midwest hips.
No.
You better get rid of the deep dish pizza.
You can see up more skirts. It's more easy.
The Italian beef.
Ham.
If you're going to get those train cars,
just get a lap at it. You'll be fine. I'm the new spokesman for Lap Bands of America.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's show.
Lap Band is called a Bill.
Patrick, Eric.
No problem.
Thank you, guys. I'm so glad you guys.
You two are just.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
He's Al Archer.
He's Clark Lawrenson.
It's the Larcher Lawrenson Sports Show. Thanks for listening.
God bless the USA.
We've hit the overtime. We're there.
Free hockey.
That's what I call overtime hockey.
Yes.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's a good one. Well, I guess we'll do this show again next week at 8:30, huh?
So are we allowed to swear on the overtime?
I would pick
still,
you guys.
Is that still like...
I don't know why you're making a big deal out of it, Eric. I'm pretty sure it was you
or something that listens to
the
show.
No, it's not anybody. I'm pretty sure that it was you, Al, that brought it up.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Place.
Like, you were like, well, let's not try to swear.
Well, let's not try
you
to swear.
You brought it up. Yeah, we're not here to try. I'm not... I don't yell at anybody about swearing. And I say shit once in a while.
This guy is...
See?
You just did.
Yeah, I say things like that. I'm just saying, let's not celebrate.
Things like what?
It's not like a big party because we can curse.
You say things like what?
I said shit.
And?
Oh.
And other things, yeah.
Like what other things you
say? I say other words. Curses. Or no, swears.
Swears. We're not
we did decide
the,
that, yeah. It swears.
From the Midwest.
Because...
Only time I ever swore is when I went to the ICC Wrestling Championship.
Man. Wow.
That was called the championship. You couldn't, there's no way not to swear.
There's no way not to swear.
Yeah.
You were forced into it?
Yeah, I had to ask when I took it.
And they made me say it. Because it's ICP.
Yeah, they're annoying. They're obnoxious.
They're poets.
They're poets. Artists.
Yeah.
Musicians.
Some of that between the crap flinging.
Oh, goodness.
Whoa.
You're very... Very much into the music bed, did I?
I'm tired. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
You know, when you have your think tank friends on, I mean, we're going overtime.
If we can get them back.
The music goes down, and you have these conversations. When I have my comedy exit of friends in here,
they start to walk away.
You play the exit music the whole time.
Hey, so here's an idea for a show. It's like Wife Swap. You know, Wife Swap.
Uh huh.
But, I stay here for a week in Clark's bed, and Clark goes and stays in my bed for a week.
Okay. We'll have to talk about it.
Where do I go? I feel like...
We'll swap you the week after that. There's gotta
yeah,
be
then you
week.
Can stay at Eric's, and Eric can stay at your place that
yeah.
week. It'll be fine.
All right.
Well, I mean, maybe we'll do it then.
No, Eric, you're the swapper.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week for some more brilliant stuff. Podcast releases every Wednesday at 10.
Brilliant!
The show's on at 8:30. Podcast about 10.
Great Scott.
Have a good night.
Bullshit.
Bad boys want me, motherfucker.
Bullshit.
Door is closing.
Back to the future.
Bullshit. Holy cow.